How do you report accurately when there is no money left? How can you keep investigating when you're not sure you'll still have a job the next day? Well, these are some of the questions Greek journalists are asking themselves right now. The economic crisis that hit the country 6 years ago has had a toll on reporters there. And as the Greek parliament just voted in favor of the controversial deal for a third bailout, political uncertainty reigns in Athens and in the rest of the country. The tough austerity measures implemented by the previous governments have led to several outlets closing and journalists losing their jobs. And all this has consequences on press freedom in the country. According to rights group Freedom House, Greece has seen the biggest decline of any country in the world in the past 5 years. Hélène Agekian, a researcher there, explains what happened.
I think what we've seen the crisis do is two things. It has created new damage to the media environment of its own, but it's also exacerbated kind of negative factors that existed before. So, you know, the economic crisis has made it through the shutdowns and layoffs has really had a major impact on diversity in the media and on pluralism with so many outlets being shut down. What it's really also done is that, you know, when the economic crisis hit, you had this media environment that already was full of existing pressures on media content from the government, from owners, even from, you know, hostile kind of groups like the Golden Dawn Party. And because of the economic crisis, we really saw these factors become more pronounced because journalists who did manage to, you know, hold on to their jobs had more pressure to keep their jobs. They had a greater risk, you know, if they did not follow editorial lines that were set by political interests. And as such, we saw self-censorship increase. So you could say that the economic crisis exacerbated and kind of augmented all of the negative factors that had kind of been in this pressure cooker that was the Greek media scene before.
One of Greece's biggest problems when it comes to the press is media monopolies. And as Catherine Sarikakis, a professor of media governance at the University of Vienna, explains, things have gotten worse.
It has gone worse because now there are two added elements. Up until change of government this year, there has been physical violence and assault against journalists who have been trying to cover, for example, protests or demonstrations, and generally to cover public discontent with austerity policies. And this has been tolerated by the police. And in many ways, we have witnesses and we have cases where indeed the police has attacked, assaulted journalists with impunity. The second factor has been that we have the economic situation and the firings of journalists, as well as the closing down of the public service broadcaster that has been a blow, actually, to journalism and to news production in the country.
Back in 2013, the Greek government decided to close down public broadcaster ERT because of corrupt practices. But the new public entity, NERIT, which opened in 2014, has also been deemed to be under political influence. According to Catherine Sarikakis, things are a bit better since far-left party Syriza came into power at the beginning of the year.
From January this year, there have been a few improvements. The ERT, which is a Greek broadcaster, has reopened. There are no such signs that assaults against journalists continue. Of course, it has to do with the political climate. We need to see whether this continues, of course. What remains is that media ownership concentration remains high, and that the private media in Greece have a very, very strong bias, so to speak, against the government of the country. So the room that journalists have to present and report things as they happen.
Yes, I think I've heard about Mega TV, for example. I think there's an inquiry on how they covered the referendum.
Exactly. What has happened, and it's one of the very rare cases in the history of the journalists' union in Athens, is that 8 journalists have received, are undergoing a disciplinary procedure because they broke a code of ethics. This procedure started because of a very high number of complaints that came from the public who have been dissatisfied and one should actually say outraged with the coverage of the referendum, which was clearly towards a very specific answer. The Journalists Union is an independent union and is not controlled by the government, for example. It is not a political witch hunt.
The ongoing crisis has hit many journalists and reporters who lost their jobs, also their pay for. Nikolia Apostolou is a freelance journalist based in Athens. She mainly works for international news outlets. But as she says, not everybody is so lucky.
They started a lot of cuts like in 2007 and 2008 in the media. But as soon as a crisis in Greece started, 2008, 2009, a lot of businesses, like media businesses, started shutting down and thousands of journalists were left unemployed. The numbers from 2010 or 11 was like 4,000 unemployed journalists. Many people are afraid, many journalists are afraid of losing their jobs. You know, they cannot speak freely because there's no way of finding a job, basically, right now. Or if you do find a job, many of the positions are unpaid or they are like with minimum wage. For example, a friend of mine went to a job interview and she was told she'd had to work 10 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week, and for 600 euros a month, and much different from the pre-crisis levels.
If I understand correctly, you're a freelance journalist. You're working mainly for foreign medias. Mm-hmm. Why did you make that choice?
My first job was in Greek media when I was like 20 years old. And I didn't like what I saw, let's say. So I decided to become a freelancer. And it was a good chance that the crisis started. It was a good chance for me that the crisis started. And there was a lot of international interest.
So I'm guessing being able to work in English,
yes.
You're doing relatively okay now.
Yes, I'm doing okay. And I think that even when the international media are not interested anymore, I'll have to move to another country. Or have to change jobs, like find something else to do, maybe something with tourism, like most people are. Because I don't believe that, you know, there are many chances here for a journalist to work freely.
So you're not very hopeful?
No, I'm not hopeful at all, actually. Like many others, I've lost my hope. I don't think, especially after this new package that is being voted this week and the new measures that will be adopted, I think Greece will just falling in a deeper recession. The middle and the lower class are going to be further squeezed. I mean, there's basically virtually no middle class right now. They've lost a lot of their purchasing power and their lifestyle has completely changed. And I see that similar austerity policies are being introduced in France, Spain, and in England and in other countries. So I'm afraid that Europe is going the wrong way, basically. So I'm not optimistic for Europe as well.
Most of the Greek journalists seem hopeless when it comes to their future. Catherine Sarakakis says the crisis has pushed some reporters to launch new innovative media outlets.
This is the good news that comes out of the crisis. What has flourished in Greece, and it's something that my team and I have been investigating, is new forms of journalism, or if you like, the return to investigative journalism by independent journalists. And how does this take place? From media that had to close down, for example, or journalists who have been fired because they tried to report what is happening in the country. We have now a few cases of interesting, critical, accurate and investigative presses. For example, the cooperative-based Efimerida των Syndakton, this is the editor's newspaper, comes out of journalists who have been working in Eleftherotypia, a newspaper that was forced to close down because of lack of further loans and so on. And this tradition of independent journalism continues now, for example, in this newspaper. Initiatives may or may not be sustainable. For the time being, they have been sustainable, just about.
Right now, the biggest threat to media and press freedom in Greece is not political or economic. It's people, young people, leaving the country, hoping for a brighter future somewhere else. For RFI, I'm Fabien-Jeanique Charbonnel.